With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As President-elect Donald Trump and staff members began working on securing potential cabinet members, the nation's leading pro-business group says it worked hard to help secure the GOP victory.
We did it with door knocking, phone calls, mail, what have you. And the issues that resonated that we were talking about are the ones that moved the election. They were inflation, the cost of living, Bidenomics failing people.
That is Americans for Prosperity spokesman Yukash Choguli. He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump's new White House chief of staff has deep ties to Republican politicians. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Susie Wiles may not be a household name, but she's been involved in GOP politics for years. Before leading Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, she ran the Florida operations for Trump in 2016 and 2020, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis' successful bid for office in 2018. Over the years, Wiles also worked for Republicans Rick Scott, John Huntsman, Dan Quayle, and Jack Kemp. In the 1980s, she worked as a scheduler in the Reagan administration. In January, she'll return to D.C. as the powerful White House chief of staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A record 13 women will serve as governor next year after the election of New Hampshire GOP Kelly Ayotte, breaking the record set in 2023. She's a former U.S. senator who defeated the Democratic nominee Joyce Craig. Showing yet another stain on the Biden administration, inflation for a wide range of services remaining very high. That's hurting consumers eating out, servicing their cars, and paying for various kinds of insurance, which continues to skyrocket. This is SRN News. A new project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so. New poll shows 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they, quote, conceal their religious beliefs while at the workplace for fear of others' perceptions. This is SRN News. Who gets to keep an engagement ring if the wedding is called off?
That's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ultimately ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship. The justices said they opted to join the modern trend adopted by most jurisdictions and retire the concept of fault in this context. Keith Peters reporting.
A former sheriff in Mississippi's largest county convicted on federal charges of soliciting bribes and providing ammo to a convicted felon. Marshan Chrysler was acting Hinds County Sheriff for part of 2021 after the death of the elected sheriff Lee Vance. Chrysler faces up to 10 years in prison. More details at SRNNews.com.